And we read in verse 35, "And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense." Now, these leaders felt like that they ought to have a big stake in service. And I'm afraid today that there are many laymen who have a marvelous gift of serving God in probably some humble capacity, and they get the impression they should run the church. And I say it's tragic when that happens. I've seen it wreck several churches, and sometimes they feel like that they ought to be the one actually preaching. Many of them think they can. Well, I don't think every man has a gift on these lines, friends. You have a gift if you're a Christian. But that gift may be something you're not even thinking of. Did you know that Dorcas in the Scripture had a gift of sewing? She made clothes for the widows. When Simon Peter saw that, he raised her from the dead. You know why? Because that gift was that important that they needed her in the early church. And I think today we could do without a lot of the voices that are speaking today. I don't think we probably need more voices speaking. We probably need somebody that can sew a little bit better, or somebody to do some humble task around the church today. May I say to you that these are gifts that are important in our day. Now God says in verse 37, "Speak unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the census out of the burning, scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed." Now, we find here that the children of Israel are still complaining. And we find that in verse 41, "That on the morrow all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord." Now that these men have been judged, while they're blaming Moses and Aaron for it. And Moses and Aaron wasn't the one. God did it, you see. Actually, it's rebellion against God, and it's murmuring against God. Now, what happens? Notice verse 42. "After the rebellion again, the glory appears." I'm reading now. "Came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared." And this is the thing that happened. Every time they rebel, the glory of the Lord would appear. But now this time, God is judging the people. And the very man they're complaining against now, he's the one that stands between the people and God to avert the judgment of God from them. And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a censer. Put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly into the congregation, and make an atonement for them, for there's wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun." And Aaron took, as Moses commanded, ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Why, the very man they rebelled against is the very man that saved them. He stood between them. The very one who they crucified on a cross was the very one, friends, that saved many of them that were there. And I think even Saul of Tarsus was there that day. Now, this is a tremendous thing and a tremendous lesson, by the way.